Well, I thought our whole team played with a lot of toughness and physicality. We did a good job in the running game defensively and also offensively, and I think it set the tone for the day.
What was the biggest difference with your offensive line, specifically the interior against the Lions compared to the Niners?
Well, we tried to establish a run, first of all, and we were able to get off, knock a few people off the ball, and then get up to the second level on some guys. And then, obviously, Adrian ran with a purpose.
Do you think being at home helped Teddy Bridgewater at all compared to that second Monday night game? I mean, he seemed to settle down a lot.
Yeah, I think it always is good to be at home and in front of our fans. But we still have to play half the games on the road, so we got to get comfortable there too.
What makes San Diego's offense good?
Phillip Rivers.
Right.
Yeah, he's pretty special.
Rivers going long, got Malcolm Floyd running towards it near side, caught it, touchdown, San Diego!
Melvin Gordon's a terrific back that runs hard downhill. They've got a lot of weapons on the outside with Keenan Allen, Stevie Johnson, and Woodhead out of the backfield.
What did you think of Melvin Gordon coming out of Wisconsin into the draft? The Adrian Peterson thing hadn't been settled at that stage, so I would imagine that you put a lot of time into a guy like Melvin.
Hands to Gordon, cuts upfield at the 25, puts a move on at the 30. Gordon goes to the outside. Biggest run in the NFL for Melvin Gordon. Move those chains, 25 for MG.
Yeah, he's an excellent back. He runs way more physical than a lot of people give him credit for. He's got some size to him, great acceleration to the hole, and excellent cutback ability.
Is Phillip Rivers a guy who does not hold the ball very long? Does he get rid of it quickly?
Most of the time, the one thing he will do, he'll stand in there, and if he's got to get the ball down the field, he'll stand in there and throw it, even though he's under duress. You know, he handles everything at the line of scrimmage for him, all the protections, all the different plays, gets him in and out of plays all the time. So he's a very, very crafty quarterback.
So they go no huddle a fair amount, which means a loud crowd only benefits your defense.
That's correct. We need to have a loud crowd on Sunday. We need to make sure that they get some miscommunication with their protections and also with their routes.
The crowd at the University of Minnesota got super loud when Teddy Bridgewater hit Kyle Rudolph. Let's take a look at some film with Mike Zimmer.
As you see, they're going to a three deep coverage. So the linebacker to this side is going to take the back out in the flat. The nickel back at the top, he's going to take the slot receiver, which is Mike Wallace. And then the corners are basically playing man-to-man. But once we condense the formation, the corner and the linebacker are really working in and out on Jarius. And then Kyle gives him a little stem and back inside, and the free safety can't get to it. And actually, it's a great throw by Teddy because the free safety is a guy that he's got to beat with the ball there.
Teddy takes the snap, fires to the end zone, caught, touchdown Vikings! It's Kyle Rudolph!
Yeah, all right, this is another little play that we had in here. Hand the ball to Jarius with Fusco pulling.
So the key here, as we see this, is left guard Brandon Fusco pulling with Adrian to get the linebackers to follow him, right?
Correct. Everybody gets on the move, especially when the guard pulls. That makes it much more difficult. You know, this is a good block by Joe Berger because they have to squeeze this one technique that's getting up the field. And then Teddy comes and cleans the backside. You know, part of this is having a great toss. Adrian makes a great toss to Jarius, and we get around the corner.
Hand off back to Adrian. Now he flips it to Jarius right. Coming right to left. Turns it up 30, 25, 20, 15. Makes a man miss at the 10 out of bounds.
Yeah, we did a good job on this one. We're making it look like we're doubling Calvin Johnson here, but really he's going to be in the box. We're actually anticipating them might be going to run a sprint out pass to the other side. Harrison does a great job. He's showing like he's doubling to this backside. They flash the tight end, and then he fills back inside before Calvin Johnson can get to him to crack him.
They run for the two-point conversion onto the shotgun, and Harrison Smith captures Joyke Bell around the ankles. They did not get the try.